BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Syria has accused Turkey of an act of aggression for sending a military convoy across the border into northwest Syria, where jihadists and insurgents, some backed by Turkey, are facing a major offensive. Sebastian Usher reports.
Activists say Syrian government airstrikes hit near the Turkish convoy as it was travelling through northwestern Syria. This raises the risk of direct confrontation between the two countries. Ankara has troops in the mainly rebel-held province of Idlib as part of a deal with Russia to try to prevent an all-out battle in the region. But the deal has all but fallen apart after months of a major offensive by pro-government forces in and around Idlib. Those forces are now reported to be on the outskirts of the strategic town of Khan Sheikhoun. It's a name already infamous in the Syrian conflict. The government was accused of a chemical attack on the town 2 years ago, prompting US missile strikes in response.
Iran has warned the United States that any attempt to seize the Iranian oil tanker, the Udrian Darya 1, would be a mistake. It left Gibraltar overnight at the end of a six-week row between London and Tehran. Gibraltar's chief minister, Fabian Picardo, explained why Washington's request to impound the vessel was turned down again.
Theirs was a mutual legal assistance request to our central authority for mutual legal assistance. And that request didn't pass the test of also amounting to offences in Gibraltar because of the European Union sanctions, which do not bite in the same way and to the same extent that the US sanctions bite.
The ship was originally seized on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria, breaking EU sanctions. Sudan's ousted president Omar al-Bashir is in court in the capital Khartoum on corruption charges. There's heavy security at the courthouse. He's been charged with the illicit possession of foreign currency and accepting gifts in an unofficial manner. He also faces charges of incitement and involvement in the killing of people protesting against his rule. Queen Elizabeth's second son, Prince Andrew, has described as abhorrent suggestions that he would participate in or condone the exploitation of human beings. A video has emerged of the prince at Jeffrey Epstein's home after the financier had served a prison sentence for sex offences against underage girls. Epstein killed himself in prison while awaiting trial for sex trafficking. Here's Bernardo.
Buckingham Palace has not disputed that it is the prince in the footage, but has issued a statement saying that he deplores the exploitation of any human being, and the suggestion that he would condone, participate in, or encourage any such behaviour is abhorrent. The palace has also dismissed as categorically untrue claims by a woman in Florida that she was made to have sex with the prince when she was 17, which is below the age of consent in the state.
News from the BBC.